This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we appreciate that. We also want to let you know that transition on 670 The Score, brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Maryville, Indiana. They're both places. Get the vehicle you desire with the payment that you want at Webb Hyundai. And thanks to Matt Anaya. He comes in here, everyone gets these cameras all
fixed. Oh my gosh,
up.
See, hard worker.
He gets it
done. Yeah, he's hard.
And we appreciate that. And thanks everyone for calling and emailing and texting.
Also, thank you for listening on this Friday. It's Friday, March 28th.
We're losing March quickly, buddy.
TGIF.
Yeah. and we want to thank the MVP, Alex Kuhn, for coming this morning and getting the job.
Those weren't boos, they were Kuhn.
Yes.
We can't call me the MVP today because I kept saying that the Cubs are 1-0.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're forgiven. I wasn't going to bring attention to that. It's okay.
That's what they are, though. We don't even think Japan
happened. He makes mistakes. He owns them. That's accountability.
That's what
why
Joe
he's the MVP.
Did earlier.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you, honestly, thanks to Brandon. He always brings up when someone makes a mistake. That's beautiful, Brandon. Thank you.
Oh, you want to get in my face, but you can't get in the face of Josh Giddey and stop that shot. Okay.
That was classic. That was awesome.
Screaming Steven.
That was the best part of the show today.
Brandon in a Sox hat. I don't know how I didn't notice that earlier. Much appreciated.
Today's the day to wear it.
If ever you're going to. Hey, my God, I'm going to break down crying because it's Mark Grody and he's right over there. I love you.
I love you. The emotion is all right here, Molly. It's right here, and I am pointing to my heart right
Grody,
now.
Grody, you are usually the guy who we could stay in the studio, does the best impressions of anybody here.
No, Brandon.
But not today.
No, he's won.
Not today.
Fryer has the spotlight. Trust me. We were listening. We were just in the office back there about 10 minutes ago. We were briefed on the Brandon Fryer. We all gathered around a phone and listened to it, and I'm like, that is legit. So we might just at some point in time
that'd be great.
During this show, we may add that.
Yeah, because the audience is changing. Somebody's at work right now. They might not have gotten to hear it. You want to play it. You want to play it later, for sure.
And that is the voice of Rami Makhlouf.
Hello, Rami.
So good to see you.
Great to see you.
I've heard you a lot. I don't believe we've met before.
I don't think so. I met David briefly once, and we've talked on the phone a bunch. When I was in Milwaukee, he'd always come on when the Packers are playing the Bears.
Mm-hmm. But you know, there's so much love for Grody, it's hard to break away
from. By the way, I feel it. I'm standing between you guys, and I can feel the love between
Did I blow this social scenario? Should I have introduced you guys when I was in the studio? I did not realize. I should have known. I am sorry.
You're fine, Grody.
I am sorry.
We're totally fine.
By the way, you know who else is fine? Alex Kuhn, because you are correct. Yesterday was open. Everybody comported themselves as if it was opening day yesterday. Ron Coomer told me last night, this is my 38th opening day. That's a ball player, right? You're all good. Yeah. You're all good.
It's really, it was 37 in Japan. I he's counting too many.
Did he?
They got
no,
the
he didn't.
Sacramento opening.
Don't tell me he counted
come
Japan.
Back here for a.
Oh, man.
No, we're not counting Japan, David. We've decided.
It was silly.
It was a homecoming thing. It was designed to sell the Ohtani jersey. He doesn't need your help.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to forget about the whole thing.
I'm good with that.
Cubs 1-0.
Yeah.
I'm good living in that reality,
Alex
guys.
Said so.
Domestic.
I'm good living in that reality.
It's like coming back from a holiday weekend and you say it's Monday when it's actually Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Just erase Monday. Just erase the first two losses. They're 1-0.
It does stink that they had to begin their season 0-2. It almost felt like a sentence. So, like, you're going to begin your season handicap.
Yeah. We're going to play. This is our game. It's our homecoming game. You're the opponent that comes in, takes the beating, and here's an extra $150. Get
right,
out.
Right. Wasn't one of you guys who said it was like homecoming?
Was that you?
I got you, Molly. See, I just said it again. That line, and you know what the line of the week was?
What's the line of the week?
Okay, you guys have a lot of great lines, but it was Molly saying, somehow I can't fit that glass slipper on John Calipari. I was like,
I tried.
Oh, wait.
That was so good.
Didn't get that.
You didn't give
Tim Brando a vote on that. He didn't think that was the line.
Oh, I know he
Brando.
Didn't. Yeah. But it was a very good conversation. I enjoyed it.
Lively.
It was lively and entertaining.
Radio.
I was like, that is what sports talk radio is about.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought we had decided that we weren't going to go political, but he went all this.
I don't know that. That was
red
ridiculous.
Blue nonsense.
That was unnecessary application of politics. That's what that was.
Misplaced. But
misplaced
going on a lot.
And unnecessary. And
bears.
Bears.
How about the Bears going out and looking at players? Maybe they'll draft some of them.
What should they do?
I think they should
stay home and watch a tournament.
Go out and look at them and draft.
I think they might draft some of them. That's a good take.
Oh, I think they're fine. They're
done. That's a strong take.
I think they might draft some.
The offensive line is rebuilt.
Some of these guys that they're looking at, they may take them.
Yeah,
could happen.
No, they're good.
Yeah. I guess we can't talk anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm being quiet.
I was briefed
on a 954 hard out.
It's good discipline, Grody. You are disciplined.
Yeah, right.
Radio Pro.
I specifically was told to shut up during
radio
transition.
Pro. Still talking.
So
you're still talking.
We're going to talk a lot about the Bulls and have some fun with the final shot here in just a second. The Bulls win last night. Joe Ostrowski at 11:25. Anthony Herron, a couple of segments starting at 12:25 to get our Bears fix in. We've got Jim Deshays on the Cubs at 1. Chuck Swirsky for the finale of this particular show will join us at 1:25. Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf are in today for the midday show on The Score.
Have a great show.
Beautiful, guys. Bears.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.